You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Albert Saad, the CEO and owner of three AFC Urgent Care Centers that opened in 2014 as part of a contemplated rollout of 6 to 8 such centers in central and northern New Jersey. A fourth AFC Urgent Care is slated to open in Aberdeen, New Jersey in the first quarter of 2019. And Mr. Saad, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know you're very busy, so we really appreciate your time today. So with everyone leading such busy lives, it's no wonder urgent care centers are so popular today. What inspired you specifically to open AFC urgent care centers in the state of New Jersey?
Certainly. So back in mid-2012, I started conducting some due diligence on the concept, went through the development stages throughout the better part of 2013, and as you mentioned a moment ago, opened our first two urgent care centers, our AFC centers, in the first quarter of 2014 as part of what we hope and contemplate would be our portfolio rollout of 6 to 8 such centers here in central and northern New Jersey. The rationale behind it was predicated on the concept of delivering quality healthcare that is accessible, convenient, expedient, comprehensive, and cost-effective. And so from an accessibility standpoint, the idea is that unlike primary care physicians who are somewhat capacity constrained as far as taking on new patients, are subject to a scheduling function, which means that patients can't always readily get access to their primary care physicians on short notice. Urgent care centers, specifically our AFC centers, are open longer hours every day from 8 to 8 weekdays, 8 to 5 on weekends with walk-ins welcome. So that accessibility function is very appealing to patients with acute illnesses and injuries, which dovetails with the second point, namely convenience. Because of those longer extended hours and the walk-in nature of the way in which we see patients, that's a tremendous convenience to families, particularly in New Jersey, which is, in many respects, bedroom communities outside of New York City in the north and Philadelphia in the south, densely populated with a patient population base that is insured for the most part. And so by accepting insurance in the way that we do, of course, patients have access with modest copays. It's accessible, it's convenient, and it's expedient in the sense that patient turnaround time or door-to-door time is typically, depending on medical complexity, 60 minutes or less. And the comprehensive nature of our service offering is predicated on the idea that we have labs on site and x-rays, full-scope digital x-rays, and a moderately complex lab, which not only does throat swabs for things like flu or strep or mono, but also diagnostically provides a wonderful tool to our physicians and ultimately, obviously, to our patients in that they can order up hematology and chemistry testing and have those results within minutes on site as opposed to having to send it out to an outside lab, which I think resonates with the concept of what urgent care ought to be, not to mention the fact, of course, that everyone is seen by a physician who is on duty at all times that we are open and operational. And from a cost-effectiveness perspective, what our centers offer is a wonderful alternative for acute illnesses and injuries that are not life or limb threatening to the emergency room, which is typically a longer wait, an unpleasant experience, and an incredibly costly proposition both for patients and for insurers, which can be 5 times more expensive than a visit to an urgent care center.
And I'm sure the residents of northern and central New Jersey really appreciate what you have in place for them in regards to their health care. Now, as part of your business model, do you do the build out or do you rent your spaces?
So we actually, we do both. We don't own, we rent typically for a host of reasons. And when we do rent, we rent what is typically referred to in real estate parlance as either a cold dark shell or a plain vanilla box. And we do a very extensive build out that starts with custom designing of the space in order to address everything from the waiting room to the restrooms, the examination rooms, the laboratory, the x-ray suite for optimizing flow, optimizing patient comfort, and making sure that we have a state-of-the-art facility with state-of-the-art equipment. The reason we rent as opposed to owning is that we're a pure-play operating business that is really focused on the provision of healthcare, and we don't want to muddy the waters with the ownership of real estate, which is a landlord business, while maybe lucrative to others, might otherwise distract our resources from our core business, which is the healthcare business. So we try to avoid having to get focused on the landlord function, any distractions associated with related conflicts of interest, or having to contemplate the purchase of a mixed-use property where we're now beholden to having to rent or maintain tenants in adjacent properties within a retail complex in order to have ours. We focus on renting our box, our pad, our end cap, whatever the case may be. And furthermore, there tends to be, all other factors being equal, more retail space available for rent than there is for sale. And since the site selection function is of critical importance to us as far as, you know, the 3-mile addressable market is concerned, we'd like to have as many options to choose from within the rental market and not be constrained by having to exclusively look for properties that we would otherwise purchase. So yes, we do rent, and we're long-term tenants, 20-plus years. We embed ourselves within the fabric of our local communities. And so to that end, we spend quite a bit of time and resources custom designing and building out the space for our use.
And looking further at the business model, why is this business model specifically so successful?
Yeah, that's a good question. It has had a resurgence in the last several years. I think it's a function of the fact that on the spectrum of services, as between where a primary care physician might otherwise be and the ER would otherwise be, urgent care slots in very nicely in the middle. And by that I mean we don't offer care for chronic matters. If a patient has a chronic illness, hypertension, diabetes, or otherwise, they really ought to be followed by their primary care physician on a long-term, ongoing basis. And that's a function that primary care physicians perform very, very well, particularly from a continuity of care perspective. When it comes to very severe injuries, a compound fracture, a heart attack, a stroke, et cetera, those more serious life or limb-threatening illnesses or injuries are obviously best treated in the context of a hospital emergency room. But there are a host of illnesses and injuries that fall in between, and that's the function that urgent care centers, specifically our AFC urgent care centers, address, which is to say coughs, colds, cuts, bruises, sprains, fractures, a host of other infections that are acute in nature, that are non-life or limb-threatening, for which access on a customer-centric basis, and I use the word customer on purpose. I know that in healthcare it's preferable to refer to our patients as patients, but we call them customers in that context because they have choice. They can go to another urgent care center. They can go to their primary care. They can go to the ER. And so there was a patient education function that was very important a number of years ago to educate people on the urgent care space. And now that many folks, particularly in the Northeast and specifically in New Jersey, have been to urgent care centers and have had positive experiences, the marketing function has shifted a bit from patient education more towards differentiation. And in our case, we differentiate ourselves by some of the value propositions, which is to say, we always have a physician on shift. We never use mid-levels in lieu of physicians. Those physicians are all board certified. They are capable of treating and seeing patients of all ages, from 1 to 101, so we don't rule out any slice of the population. They perform minor surgical procedures like draining abscesses or suturing lacerations, many of the things that primary care physicians are uncomfortable doing, as well as treating orthopedic injuries. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we have the moderately complex lab and a full-scope digital x-ray suite, and so the value proposition on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in a retail location location between, a CVS and a Starbucks or something like that close to home that's accessible is very, very compelling for patients.
And certainly a fine report today. We're joined by Mr. Albert Saad, the CEO and owner of AFC Urgent Care Centers in Central and Northern New Jersey here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what do you offer on site at AFC Urgent Care? Get into some of those details.
Sure. So we perform a host of services, obviously, treating patients for illnesses, injuries, as I mentioned, whether it's a urinary tract infection, an ear infection, or anything in between, coughs, colds, cuts, bruises, sprains, minor orthopedic injuries. We see it all and we treat it all. Having a state-of-the-art, moderately complex laboratory is helpful. In addition to that, we also, as a percentage of our patient visits, handle occupational medicine, which is to say we service employers and their employees for things like workers' compensation injuries, pre-employment physicals, drug testing, breath alcohol testing, et cetera. So we offer a suite of services to local employers and their employees on the occupational health front, as well as certain specific physicals that don't go towards preventative care, which is very much the purview of primary care physicians, but some of the specialty physicals that are very, very convenient to folks in a local marketplace, namely sport physicals, school physicals for young school children participating in extracurricular sports, camp physicals. A lot of these are typically very time sensitive, and so families can walk in and have a school or sport or camp physical performed very quickly on their schedule, on a weekend, in the evening, whatever the case may be, as well as immigration physicals for folks going through a citizenship application process. That's one of the items on the checklist of documentation that they need to deliver. And finally, DOT physicals, which stands for Department of Transportation physicals, for commercial truck drivers who have to continuously, every couple of years, go through a physical exam to renew their commercial driver's license.
Yeah, you certainly offer a lot there on site. Good stuff there. Lastly, and finally, when it comes to our health, we all need to feel comfort knowing we're getting the best care in the most expedient manner. What advice would you offer anyone listening about treating their family at an AFC Urgent Care Center there in New Jersey?
Don't hesitate to visit our website. We try very hard to augment it with as much meaningful content and information as possible. Follow us on social media. Call and ask us questions about the nature of your illness or injury. We put our physician bios on our website. Not a lot of a lot of our peers do that. We try to be as transparent as possible. We have a frequently asked questions page where we try to anticipate the kinds of questions patients may have and address them in a timely manner. So communication is key. And as I mentioned earlier, as the industry matures over the better part of these last few years, and we shift from patient education to differentiation, I think patients should ask questions. You know, who is the provider that I'm going to see? Are they a physician? Are they board certified? Do they treat patients of all ages? Can they handle minor surgical procedures and orthopedic injuries? What kind of lab do you have? I think that diagnostically, if it's a Friday evening and you're under the weather and you're coming in and the physician can order up blood testing and or chemistry or testing and have those results within minutes, that's all the more compelling for a patient that wants to get to the right answer in a timely manner, as opposed to having something shipped out in a white box to a lab over the course of a number of days. And that involves a regulatory construct that is somewhat cumbersome and somewhat costly. And we go through that in order to offer that service. Not all urgent care centers do. So ask about the nature of the labs on site and the X-ray suite that is available. Ours is fully digital, and it's of the entire body, and there is always a licensed X-ray tech on site tending to that X-ray, as well as questions about the insurance that's accepted. Most urgent care centers accept insurance, as do we. Patients should be proactive about asking whether their insurance is accepted, asking what the copay is. It's typically either the specialist copay or a separate urgent care center copay. And that kind of proactive approach, I think, serves patients very well.
Mr. Saad, very informative. Can't thank you enough for joining us here today. And again, really awesome what you offer there to the residents of Central and Northern New Jersey. Where can listeners get further information? Hit that website once again where they can get further details and also book an appointment as needed.
Sure. So our websites are customized by location. Our centers are first two centers in South Plainfield and in West Orange, New Jersey, opened in 2014. Cedar Grove is opening in a couple of weeks, and Aberdeen, as you mentioned, in February. And the URLs for those locations are AFC Urgent Care. And then it's either southplainfield.com or westorange.com or cedargrove.com or aberdeen.com.
And thanks for all those details. Again, Mr. Son, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for your time. Pleasure visiting with you today.
And the pleasure was certainly all ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Albert Saad, the CEO and owner of the three AFC Urgent Care Centers that opened in 2014 as part of a contemplated rollout of 6 to 8 such centers in central and northern New Jersey, and with a new location to open up in the first quarter of 2019 in Aberdeen, New Jersey. And for all the details, simply visit AFC Urgent Care Cedar Grove. .com, and all links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.